Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to get into CIA narcotics trafficking and what that means to our society. But right now, let's take your phone calls. Let's talk to Reno 76 in North Carolina. You're on the air. Yeah, that caller. I try to take calls, but they won't even hang their phones up. I mean, they keep the radio up. They don't even pay attention. It's like they're not even like when I call somebody on the phone, I'm ready to talk to them. I guess Reno 76 isn't there. We'll just go ahead and try another one. Pete in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, Pete.
I got a question for you. When they plan to disarm us, do you think that it would be a good idea for everybody to be prepared by some book learning ahead of time? Because I've ordered some books through Desert Publications. They're called CIA Improvised Munitions Black Books 1, 2, and 3. And also some books called Improvised Weapons of the American Underground, all through Desert Publications. And I feel more comfortable if they do come take my weapons, I could possibly make my own.
Well, I think the most important thing to do is to reach out to our city government, county, state, and federal and try to get the Bill of Rights reinstated so that we don't have to just wait at our homes to have some shootout with the government. It's more important to reach out to the military and police to educate them how they're being brainwashed, how they're being controlled, how they're being manipulated, instead of just waiting. And I'm not saying you're doing that, Pete, but some people are just waiting for some big battle with the government.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm waiting for that, but I just feel a lot more comfortable that if they take away all our weapons and we don't know how to make our own, then we're hopeless and helpless.
No, know? I think it's great for people to know how to defend themselves. And I think the point you raise is well taken. Anything else?
Well, yeah. There's also another book called Long-Term Survival in the Coming Dark Age by James Ballew. And like I said, you can go to an internet website called Alibris.com, and you can get all these books really cheap. And the black books, the Improvised Munitions Black Books 1, 2, and 3, they're CIA special ops stuff. It's excellent reading. And, you know, if they come take my guns, I know I'll be able to be a MacGyver and put something together that
they can't take your guns. You should have some at your house and some that are buried.
Well, yeah, I've done all that, but I mean, I just found out a year ago that they've got me on the terrorist list. I got some letters in the mail from the state police when I used to live in Michigan saying I couldn't own or possess any firearms. And
yeah, no judge, no jury. No judge, no jury. They just say. I appreciate your call, Pete. Jay in Arizona, you're on the air. The site of illegal alien riots. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Hey, how's it going? How's it going? Listen, I'm giving you a call. I actually just wanted to say thank you. I first discovered all this when a friend put me on to Loose Change about a year and a half ago. And since then, I opened my eyes. And basically, I deplugged from TV. I turned everything off, you know. And I've just been doing a bunch of research. And basically, for the last week and a half, I only slept about 3 hours. I've just been taking in everything from the Illuminati to the, you know, government cover-ups and everything. And I'm just touching up on the government. For the armed forces, okay, you say that, you know, there's obviously the 4,000 people controlling the government, you know, that no one knows. And the army, you know, let's say the army, the military, okay, whichever division you want. Do these people that are actually pulling the triggers out on the battlefields, do they know what's going on? And if they did, would they be actually fighting?
Well, that's a good question, Jay, and I appreciate your call. It's a mixed bag. Some are awake, some aren't. It's our job to reach out to them and inform them and go over these facts with them. It's our job to get the general public to realize this country's in trouble. There's a foreign offshore banking takeover taking place. And it's a life and death situation for this country that this information get out. We're going to come back, continue with your calls, get into CIA narcotics trafficking on the other side. Please stay with us.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a private worldwide banking takeover happening. These banks create tens of trillions of dollars of fiat imaginary currency. And all they've got to do is buy off our governments to get them to accept it, and they achieve global domination. It's like Ken Lay or Bernie Madoff to the next power. And of course, we've been telling you for several years, well, actually more than a decade, but several years intensely, that Goldman Sachs and others, JP Morgan and others, are engineering a financial collapse. It's now come out in Congress last week that the internal emails that indeed it was engineered, they knew it was going to happen, they told their investors to invest in it. They knew what they were doing, and that they planned to destroy their competition through that crisis. So we're going to be covering that coming up after I cover this story. Now, I hate to talk about something like this without engaging in several hours of on-air preparation, going over all the evidence. I mean, you read about CIA aircraft crashing full of pure cocaine in Reuters. You see the congressional reports in 1996 where the CIA solicitor general admitted that the CIA was responsible for the crack cocaine epidemic in the 1980s and early 1990s. And I've interviewed, of course, one of their chief dealers, Freeway Ricky Ross, and others here live on air. That is part of the public record. But this particular case deals with more than just government drug dealing. It reveals the program of mind control. I talked about 6-8 months ago hearing BBC radio on XM and almost running off the road. I actually started to pull off to the side. I couldn't believe I was hearing this. I mean, I knew this, but the fact that the system would get to a point of where they came out in the open and just admitted the truth was incredible. But they did it because their activities are so public now that all they can do is hide in plain sight. It's a psychological tactic they use. And on that BBC radio report, they said, well, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda will take over Afghanistan because they'll be more popular with the people if the U.S. and British forces don't protect the opium and help the tribes ship it out to market. Now, pre-9/11, the Taliban, the real Taliban, not the CIA Taliban, was almost letting no opium out of the country. It was in single digits the amount of global production that was coming out. It was less than 10%. Fast forward 8 years later, 8.5 years later, and more than 90% of global opium pouring into Europe, pouring into China, pouring into Asia, pouring into the United States, pouring into Japan, pouring into Africa, pouring into Latin America. It's admitted that most of it, 90+% is coming out of Afghanistan, one little country where these poppies tend to grow very, very easily. Now, I've covered Reuters with the headline, NATO rebuffs Russia's call for eradicating poppies, and the New York Times headline where they came out and said, yes, the U.S. is protecting opium production. That's all come out in the last few months. And so they're normalizing this. I remember talking to Pat Tillman's brother, who was also in Afghanistan, and he was sitting letters home, the NFL star, saying, look, I joined up to fight terrorists. We're protecting opium. This war is a fraud. I'm going to come back and speak out against this war. The people only knew. And then he got fragged. He got assassinated. And the Army covered that up, and then it came out that they had indeed killed him. That's the Army reports. He was killed up close and by friendly fire. But then I see Geraldo Rivera and Fox News do a piece with an Army commander at a base, and they say, oh, it's just this one village. We've taken it over, but we've got a problem. If we destroy their fields, they're not going to be our friends. And so we're even helping them grow it. You're about to hear and see this right now. We're going to help them grow it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you study the U.S. history, in 1834, the British East India Company came in. This is mainstream ABC News. And they set up Skull and Bones as a private intelligence agency with the wealthiest children of the elite at Yale. And it was to run opium into the U.S., and to gain control of the U.S. government to set up tariffs against other companies that were shipping in opium, later turned into heroin in the 1860s when they developed that system of purifying it, because this was one of the biggest industries in the United States. Snake oil salesmen, they mainly sold opium. You got a headache, you're depressed, you got a toothache, drink this, you'll feel fine. And so the CIA, out of the OSS in the late 1940s, set up the CIA almost exclusively out of Yale graduates. That's covered in the film The Good Shepherd that Robert Duvall directed and produced. The point is, this is mainline history that I'm giving you here today. But to have them just calmly come out and say, this commander doesn't like it, but it's what he's got to do to beat the terrorist. We are shipping in the drugs. We are producing the drugs. And so we've gone from them denying it to saying, yeah, we help grow it and ship it, but if you get caught using it, we're going to put you in prison for 30 years. So here is the Fox News clip. We'll go to break. I'll come back and analyze this. But we've got an article breaking it down. Fox News makes excuse for CIA, Afghan opium cultivation. It's the same thing with cocaine. It's the same thing with many other illegal drugs. And you've got the same big corporations pushing synthetic drugs like Prozac, Ritalin, and others that are even more dangerous. Look, drugs are a big business. And when you make them illegal or by prescription, it jacks up the price. That's why government keeps them illegal. You want to cut off the Taliban and Al-Qaeda as if they're the ones producing the drugs. Why don't you decriminalize? Well, then that gets rid of the black market. It gets rid of the mystique. It gets rid of the profit. Our government's run by banks, and they're the biggest money launderers on earth, and they're shipping the smack in. Here it is.
Biggest obstacles in front of the U.S. troops there in Afghanistan is the opium trade. The Taliban is using it to intimidate the population.
Yeah. Joining us from Helmand Province is Geraldo Rivera. Good morning to you, Geraldo. Tell us what you've seen during your days there in Afghanistan.
Hi, Allison, Dave, and Clayton. Yes, in some ways, the Marines' brilliantly executed invasion of Marja, this town in the middle of Helmand province, was the easy part. The hard part now is governing this province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium, because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines. Really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
frankly, this is part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives. And the alternatives are different crops to grow. They're getting the seed and the fertilizer to do it. They can rotate any of their crops that they want. If they want to get rid of their wheat and grow cotton for the winter, they can do that, and we're going to help them do it. So the same thing goes for the cotton.
So you think that, you know, we were at the market, and everywhere we go, they're selling these little devices. Take a shot at this, Greg. They're hand-carved. These are the little devices they use to scrape the opium sap off the plant. And I watched as you bought every one that was for sale because you care so deeply. Why did you do that?
I want them off the street. The idea is that we don't want to harvest the poppy. We want to, you know, hopefully turn the poppy over and put some wheat, cotton, watermelon, cucumber. It's all great stuff they grow out here. We just want to see that.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to break down this whitewash and why the government's being forced to admit that they're protecting the poppy fields, that the product is then shipped into the United States. We'll be back. We'll break it down. This information is so important.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
So, you got a $500 billion a year industry, record amounts of opium coming out. It's been leaking the last few years. The U.S. forces are guarding the opium. The Russian government comes out and says, you're guarding it. You're shipping it into Russia. 30,000 plus people a year are dying from it. Eradicate it. And our government says, okay, in AP and the New York Times and Fox News, we are helping them grow it, but we don't like it. But if we don't let them grow it, they'll join the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And so we've got to ship it into America. That's how they seduce people. In Vietnam, and that's been declassified, they said, we've got to ship the opium out or the communists will do it and they'll make all the profits. So we've got to go ahead and ship the cocaine in from Central and South America or the commies will get the money. And we've got to ship the opium in or the commies will get the money. This is the psychology. Then you drive up to some checkpoint and cops are out there searching cars looking for marijuana. What a sick, disgusting joke. I mean, I know the big banks don't want the $500 billion they can leverage to $5 trillion. I mean, I know they don't want to deal drugs and make all this money. Of course, I've interviewed big drug dealers on air. They don't want drugs decriminalized. Neither does the government. You decriminalize drugs, all the money goes out of it. Go back to 80-plus years ago during Prohibition. Alcoholism more than tripled. Crime bosses had all this new money to corrupt police. The mafia swole in size to epic proportions. Look at Mexico, fully collapsing in a drug war between the government that controls narcotics and their competition. That's all that is a drug war over who controls that money. By the way, it's $500 billion in opium coming out of Afghanistan. It's more than $500 billion in opium and cocaine and marijuana shipped in. You decriminalize that, well, then all the police and intelligence agencies and FBI and everybody getting a big, fat, juicy cut, they don't get that money anymore, do they? And so that's why drugs are illegal. Because you make them legal, the money leaves the market, this stuff is dirt cheap, then it's looked on as a pathetic thing losers do. And it's controlled and taxed. But you keep it illegal, and then only armies can control it. And who runs the armies? The big governments. And so there it is. It's one thing to read a New York Times or BBC News article on air where they admit our government's producing the opium and protecting it. And it's come out that big contractors are involved shipping it out. They fly cocaine and heroin in every day at major airports under U.S. diplomatic protection. And then they sell it to drug dealers, and then they put it on your streets, and then they bust low-level nobodies. The denial's over. You just saw Fox News talking to an army commander saying, we protect and help them grow it. Gee, we don't like it. Then they use the double think of, but we do go into town to the local area and try to buy up the knives they use to extract it. And they do this in front of all the troops. Because, see, they've had a rebellion by the troops. They got British and U.S. troops on television hearing all this with Geraldo. The troops are wondering, why are we here guarding opium fields? Why have we been ordered, and there's photos of this, to help grow it? Why are we ordered as farmers to help produce it? Well, men, if we don't do this, Al-Qaeda's going to come here and get the money. Now, you're getting paid $12 an hour with your Army salary. You just loaded on that C-130 over there, and this is how we fight Al-Qaeda, youngster. And by the way, the big banks that launder this, Junior, about to take your mommy's pension fund. And we're training to use the army against the American people if they don't like us taking their pension funds, because we're narcotics trafficking big banks, and we've dominated the entire world, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. You see these troops standing there, with these weird looks on their faces going, my God, we're here announcing we're growing the opium. And Araldo saying, hey, you don't like it, Commander, but it's something you got to do for America. Let's take some of your phone calls and come back with the banking scam as they announce even more. They're getting ready to take your pension funds. And what's patriotic? You give your money to the foreign banks. You say, here's my savings. I'm proving I'm a good American. I'm for the drug war. I'm for you taking my pension funds. I'm for open borders. I'm for banker bailouts. I'm for the health care plan. I trust my government run by offshore banks that had a corporate takeover. I love government. I am a lemming who does what I'm told. And the government says, that's right. Pat you on the head. You're good. Oh, you're so good. Colonel Six in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. I want to let people know that, and I wanted to commend you on putting this information on the air. One thing that people need to realize, the standing of crystal is over Afghanistan, okay? The standing of crystal is lying SOB to try to cut, try to make it look like Pat Tillman was killed by enemy fire when it was fratricide.
Oh, no, that's admitted. I mean, it's been in the news that the Army murdered him and claimed the Al-Qaeda did it because Tillman was writing letters home saying we're guarding opium fields, and the Pentagon said, listen, you're not cutting in on 500 bill. You die.
Absolutely. And that's why Danny Sotero would put his consigliere over Afghanistan to continue the Sotero crime family.
Come on, the government wouldn't be involved in anything corrupt. We need to trust them.
I've been here 29 years. I'm telling you, everything that you're saying, I'm not going to say anything other, but I'm going to say everything that you're saying is absolutely true.
So you're saying you were in the military and you saw this?
I am now. Until the end of this month.
So you've been over in Afghanistan and had to sit there and even help the natives plant the goodies?
No, I was in Iraq. I'm looking at military intelligence now.
But you're aware of all this. Well, let me ask you this question.
I've been knowing Stanley McChrystal's reputation for the last 25 years, and he's always been a snake. And when Sotero put him in charge of Afghanistan. That was telling everybody, we're going in, we're going to take over the opium, we got the cocaine already taken care of. Now we're going to take over the heroin, and as long as we're out of China, where they had the box, we'll be all right.
Well, let me ask you this question. So you're saying in military intelligence, well, I mean, now it's on Fox News and New York Times, but, you know, that we produce it because it's for the children. You know, give the children their heroin. When America injects you, it's good. It's loving. Heroin is red, white, and blue. But, I mean, you're saying that
it's
this is well known.
Let me tell you something, Alex. The U.S. military has been in the drug business ever since it's been in the U.S. military, just about. I mean, all through Korea. Vietnam,
no. Let's go back to 1800. It's mainstream history that our Navy would only make sure that certain companies could bring in opium. So you're right.
Yeah, and that's what really sparked the Boxer Rebellion is because of people who were fighting over who was going to be able to get heroin into China. And the Chinese said, hey, whoa, you're not going to fight over who's going to poison our people.
Colonel Six, let me ask you this. Are the military people you know upset about this, or it's just, hey, smack's good for kids?
It's infuriating. And that is why, after 29, I'm leaving. Okay?
Tell you what, Colonel Six, don't hang up. Let's hear from inside. You're saying military intelligence. Hell, it's on Fox News. They grow it. But let's come back to you. Hi, this is
your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, we are back live. Now, if you're a new listener, I challenge you to look up the 1996-97 congressional hearings where the CIA admitted they shipped in the majority of the cocaine. A couple years ago, Reuters reported an aircraft full of pure cocaine, CIA-owned, crashed in Mexico. On and on and on. You're talking about trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars here. And I've talked to Pat Tillman's brother. He wouldn't come on air. But it has been in the news that he was murdered. He was killed. That's in the Army's own report. And in those letters home, he said, I'm coming home. I'm going to be anti-war, you know, the NFL star. He said, this whole thing's a big lie. So they killed him. And now, because this is all public and so many troops are there going, why are we guarding opium fields? Why are we farmers? Why are we helping them plant it? Why is the production way up off the charts? The media comes out and says, well, yeah, we're helping. I mean, it's to keep America safe. Okay, you're keeping America safe. You're not involved in it. You're just shipping it in. Why don't you decriminalize it? Well, you decriminalize it, then anybody can ship it in. There's not all those big profits. Going back to Colonel Six in Texas, Colonel, specifically, though, in your years in the military, and again, this is on Fox News now. This is not, we're not just going off Colonel Six here. He could be anybody. But specifically, your years in the military, how big of an open secret is this, A, and B, what does the military know about Pat Tillman? Go ahead.
The military knows, people in the military that are would say, you know, it's like any organization. There's certain players on the Dallas Cowboys that know things that the other ones don't. But everybody knows. See, Tillman was shot with three shots right in a tight square right in the middle of
his head. Boy, now you do. You are telling the truth. Exactly. That's in the Army's own report. He was shot first, begged for help, and they walked right up with an M16 and shot him three times in the face.
I have the autopsy pictures in my files. And let me tell you, anything you want to know, let me just say real quick. If you go to Colonel, the word Colonel, the number six, .com, I'm putting up everything that I know that's not classified, okay? And like I say, Tillman was shot in a tight three bullet circle.
That's right, a three-inch grouping, three shots. What does that mean with an M16? He was shot within feet.
You can maybe feet, 8 foot, you know, but we're within, yeah, feet, certainly not yards, and certainly not unintentional. But like I said, you have to look back, and seriously, people, understand who Stanley McChrystal is and the connection between him and Obama and the crime syndicate that I call the Sotero Obama crime family. And I'm not, when I say that, it sounds funny at first, but when you think about it, and you analyze what is happening concomitantly with the war and the economy, this is not a joke. You had better wake up, stop watching American Idol, American Idiot, and understand where you live, what's going on, and understand that this man that you're listening to right now is for the last 15 years, the man I said, you must be the one that never said that to me, okay? Because I will take what I heard from you, look it up, and I'll tell you, what, the German troops are about to revolt. They have already asked Angela Merkel, why are we here? And that is in, that's in print.
Well, let me say this. When you watch the Fox News piece, you can tell, and I've seen this in the news, there's a near mutiny over the fact the troops are ordered to guard the opium and ship it out. And you look at the troops, they look angry and look ashamed while their commander is explaining why they help grow the opium and ship it out. For those who just joined us, Fox News, New York Times, AP, they all admit our own government is producing the opium at record levels and shipping it out. And those troops look upset because they have to be out there, again, hiding this out in the open. Because this information is now out, they've just got to come out and say it's no big deal.
Right. And the thing about it is, what you have now is you really have a breakdown in command. You have, like Brian Christmas, the lieutenant colonel that was there, was being interviewed. He's a Marine, not the Army, unfortunately. But, you know, that group is really demoralized. It's to the point where guys are saying, when orders are given down, they're saying, says who? Okay? Says who? I got 2 months left. Make me.
Well, let me ask you this question, because you're calling on a Skype phone, aren't you?
No, I'm calling from Palpeno, Texas.
Okay, because your phone's breaking up a bit. But specifically, give us the website you're saying you're going to post these photos on, and then tell us how long.
Oh, they're up. No, the autopsy photos I wouldn't put up, no. That's something I wouldn't do to the Tillman family.
No, but what's the website what's the website again?
Just the word Colonel, C-O-L-O-N-E-L, the number 6.com.
Colonel6.com. Well, stay in touch. We'll check out your information. We appreciate your call. But again, regardless of what Colonel Six is saying, and that sounded legit, folks. People are starting to get a lot of courage. They're sick of the lies. They're going public. Fox News, if you just tuned in, and I covered this Friday, New York Times, Reuters, BBC, AP, they go, yeah, the U.S. government's helping grow the opium, protected. But that's how we beat the Taliban, because if we don't do that, the locals won't side with us. Drug production is off the charts. The CIA's been caught over and over again shipping this in. And they've used the phony drug war as a pretext to set up a police state in this country. So if the government's growing it, why is it illegal? Because that keeps the price up. Let's talk to Brian in Colorado. Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Jones.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for all you've done for this country and humanity in general. I wanted to touch on what happened to me in Kansas last week. I was driving through, and about 100 miles into it off of I-70, I was going from Florida to Colorado.
Here. Let me guess, a big checkpoint, because that's in the news.
It even had it labeled. A huge, it just said drug checkpoint. And there was a huge paddy wagon.
Well, imagine the genius, though. You ship in the drugs, then you set up checkpoints everywhere to stop it, to train your slaves, the public, to submit. Go ahead.
It's truly disgusting, and I'm sure 100 years from now, people will look back at us and think we're just blatant idiots. But what happened after that was even more interesting. I had long hair. I live in the mountains of Colorado. It doesn't mean I'm a drug addict, but I have long hair. That's just it. And I got a cop pulled up alongside of me, waited until I made eye contact with him, slammed on his brakes, got behind me, and pulled me over. And then he didn't give me a ticket or anything. He just wanted to make sure that I was okay. He said I looked tired, even though I had my sunglasses on.
Well, that's part of the new freedom, is having random cops and federal checkpoints and troops on the streets, just letting all the slaves know we're getting ready to take your pension funds, and this is for your own good, and don't criticize the Federal Reserve or you may be a terrorist.
I thought it was a random thing, I'd hoped. But about 150 miles after that incident, it happened again.
So they're using the license plate reading systems to identify and profile people.
I had a rail car. You know, I don't know. I don't know what they were doing.
Well, just welcome to Rome. They are just robbing everybody. Brian, I appreciate your call. Again, I just played Fox News saying our government helps grow and ship the opium. Okay, it's not even hidden because they can't hide it because the troops are going, we're growing opium, this is illegal, and they go, no, here's your commander on Fox, and they have all the troops line up, and the troops are all looking angry because they're about to have a mutiny, and they go, we're growing it, it's good. See, I'm on Fox, man, that means it's okay. See, it's out in the open. We're allowed to be doing this. It's freedom. We're allowed to let Goldman Sachs steal trillions. It's freedom. We're allowed to let Obama nationalize health care. It's freedom. Just sit down and shut up. Everything's all right. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, what's on your mind?
Thank you, sir. This is about one thing about drugs and one thing about our First Amendment, right, to speak. Canceling our counterproductive war on pot smokers and hemp enthusiasts is my mission in life, so I can testify about medicinal marijuana. It helped save my life and after a traumatic brain injury, thus...
Well, Ronnie, let me let you go and say this. The government doesn't like marijuana because they can't have a monopoly on it. They love heroin. They love cocaine. They love your kids shooting it up.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference.
To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Imagine your private central banks that run the United States through the Federal Reserve. You control our military. What are you going to do? You're going to take over countries. You're going to seize oil. You're going to have trillions a year in secret weapons sales. You're going to control narcotics. You're going to invade, whether it's cocaine and heroin. Where is our military in Latin America and Central Asia? Then it begins to come out in BBC, Reuters, AP, that our troops are guarding the opium fields and helping ship it out. What do? You come out in the open like it's no big deal and go, yeah, we're helping grow it, but we don't like it, but we've got to do it. That is what you heard from Fox News on the ground with the Army commander admitting it, with the troops with their heads looking down at the ground. They're not stupid. They know this is a fraud. They know this is a joke. Afghanistan's a small country. With our military and our spray planes, they could have wiped that out and eradicated it. And a few months ago, the Russians said, look, we're losing 30,000-plus people a day, a year. This was in Reuters. And they said, you could eradicate this stuff and stop 30,000 dead a year, kill the poppy fields. And NATO said no. So you remember that when they're brainwashing your kids to spy on you looking for drugs in public school, when they're running anti-drug ads. You remember that our government has been caught over and over and over again in this business, and they keep drugs illegal to keep the price up and so they can go after their competition. The drug war is about being able to go after their competition. And separately, we told you a year ago, with the former father of Reaganomics, the former head of the Treasury, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and countless other economists, that first Greece would go under, then Portugal, then Spain, and then 16 other countries. In the last week, now Spain and Portugal are going under and driving in. I mean, I already knew this. It was in the news. But driving into the office, I was listening to CNN on my XM, and there they were saying, oh, those evil Greeks, they owe money. Oh, really, to who? They won't give up their pension funds. And they said, Germans only get 44% a year of what their yearly salary was. Greeks get 80%+. They didn't tell you that more money's taken out of their check. And they said, they've got to stop being greedy, evil citizens, and they've got to pay the IMF and World Bank, which are collecting money for J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. The same group. And now we've got J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs and others, the top six big banks, openly pushing to take your pension funds, quote, for failed banks. They just take your money. And so that's the decision you've got to make. Are you going to let these big banks ship in the narcotics, steal everybody blind, use Northcom against the Tea Parties, go after our Second Amendment? Or can we just wake up and say, enough is enough. We're not trusting you anymore. You've been caught. I told you years ago, Goldman Sachs, 10 years ago, I pulled it up. We had George Humphrey interviews, a local economist, former Austin City Council member, who was warning about Goldman Sachs and derivatives and the plan. 10 years ago, I looked it up, 1999, almost 11 years ago. And now it's all happened, and the next phase is America being totally bankrupt and the government raising VAT taxes, financial taxes, environmental taxes, doubling your power bill or more. Austin's already passed it last week. I mean, you cannot make up a raping this bad, because the average American is only watching American Idol and sucking their thumb and has no idea what tyranny is. And I've got to sit there and watch local talk show hosts and national talk show hosts say Alex Jones is wrong, our government doesn't ship drugs in, when they've been caught hundreds and hundreds of times. It's not like I'm just pulling this out of a hat. I mean, I want him back on. I want Terry Reid back on. He was a CIA commander who was at MENA, Arkansas with Bill Clinton and the cocaine. I want Terry Reid. He wrote Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. I want him back on. He hadn't been on in like 6 years. But I mean, now they just come out and say, yeah, we are growing the opium. We are producing the heroin. But just shut up and accept it. We're still going to put you in prison if you use it. Think about that. They ship it in, and then when you use it, they put it in the private prisons. How many judges in Philadelphia and L.A. and Dallas in the news have been caught? Headline. In fact, pull it up right now for folks. Use the Philadelphia headline. That's one I can remember. Philadelphia judges caught putting kids in jail for money. Totally innocent. Private prison. The judges were paid over $2 million. Two judges. $2 million in just a year to put innocent people in prison. They needed an excuse to put you in prison. So they bring in highly addictive substances. They have their pushers sell them to kids in playgrounds. Your kids use them, and then they put your kid in prison making license plates and furniture for them. They don't just sell the drugs. They've re-legalized slavery. This is how they do it. There it is. PA judges accused of jailing kids for cash. Well, they've now pled guilty. Judges allegedly took $2.6 million in payoffs to put juveniles in lockups. That's MSNBC. That's not good enough. Give me the article where they plead guilty. PA judges plead guilty to putting kids in jail for cash. Because I don't just sit up here and make claims. You think I can be on over 80 radio stations and just sit here every millisecond bringing you powerful, shocking information? No. I'm risking my life and everything I am to tell you the truth. Let me tell kids something. You're a new listener. MTV and the movies make cocaine and heroin look cool and ecstasy look cool. It isn't cool. You go to that party when you're 15 and some kid tries to give you drugs. You say, I'm not using CIA drugs. You don't use drugs. You keep your nose clean. You be straight and strong. That's how you beat these criminals that run our society. You stay off their crap. You don't take the bait. You don't bite on the hook. Ex-judge pleads guilty for Kids for Cash scandal. Philadelphia Inquirer, there it is. $2.6 million. Two judges, tens of thousands of kids in prison. In jail for things they never did for money. You want to know about the drug war? You want to know what it's for? And then here it is. Greece erupts as men from IMF prepare to wield axe. And the media is posing it like the Greeks are evil. And they deserve this. No, the IMF and World Bank aren't owed this money. This is derivatives they created. And it says protests in Greece turned violent yesterday as youths in gas masks and hoods. This is tourists were cut off from their hotels as thousands, and it just goes on. This is no to the IMF junta, they chanted as youth in black hoods produced a hammer to smash windows, and that's they've been caught everywhere in almost every case. They're hired to then make protesters look bad, but it's not working. Another painted slogans on the facade, and demonstrators intervened to prevent him from spraying an Australian woman with paint as she tried to get in a hotel. Japanese tourists stood talking photographs of the mayhem with mobile phones before being forced to retreat. So, and it's on the news. They're saying, oh, we've got to take your pension funds. We've got to take your private bank accounts to pay the bankers. Here's another one. China remains biggest holder of U.S. debt. We've lost our sovereignty. That's Wall Street Journal. Here's another one I want to end the radio broadcast with, okay? Every day this is in the news, scores of times. ECB president favors global governance, European Central Bank. We played this last Thursday. Jean-Claude Trichet, the head of the European Central Bank, called for a one-world government to levy carbon taxes, VAT taxes, and other taxes, and that, quote, this is another Wall Street Journal headline, the good times are over. We're going to have our taxes doubled at least and have less services. See, once the bankers come and buy off your government and create tens of trillions of dollars in fiat money that your government then owes them, it's all made up, they then come in and say, we run your society. We control your society. We run every facet of your life. It's a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Kinley-type scammers taking it to the next level and beyond, total control of society. And so I ask you now, are you going to put up with this? Stop being naive. Stop living in denial. Stop being so stupid. Stop demonizing the Tea Parties. Stop demonizing the Constitution. Stop buying into the media saying Tea Parties are going to blow up federal buildings, like Clinton said 2 weeks ago. That's baloney. If federal buildings get blown up and they blame it on the Tea Party, you better believe it isn't the Tea Party. It's the dirty, narcotics trafficking central banks that think you're an idiot. If you want to lose your standard of living, if you want to lose your children's entire future, sit there and suck your thumb. Live in denial. You better get angry. You better get informed. You better study history. You better understand the real geopolitical financial grid that we're under. And you better stand up and say no to big government, because big government is the tool that these big central banks use to come in and loot you and rob you through tax money that's paid as corporate welfare. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, on your local AM and FM or InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. The Republic is going to kick the butt of the New World Order.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.